Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 37, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, 9 opposite from the courthouse, and it took only a very short time to go there, I should estimate about 3 minutes at the outside. Upon reaching the German cafe, we were taken directly to a private dining room in the rear of the building, and the door immediately closed. After being shut up in this room, we never heard any sounds that in the slightest resembled cheering or applause. The only cheering that was heard at any time while the case was being considered was the cheering that arose shortly after the verdict of guilty was read, when there was cheering both on Hunter and Pryor streets. And said cheering was loud and long. With the exception of this cheering, I never heard anything that had the slightest resemblance to cheering, and I never heard any applause except that heard by the judge and only heard about the cheering after having been discharged from the case. That neither on Saturday, August 23rd, 1913, nor on any other day or date, did any man or men other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with or by the side of the jury, neither did anybody within my knowledge ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court. That if at any time any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or had any conversation with any juror, the same was not in my presence. No man ever grabbed me by the hand at the place referred to by W.P. Neal in his affidavit, nor did I see or hear or know anything about any man grabbing any member of the jury by the hand or saying anything to any juror or attempting to say anything to any juror, and within my knowledge, there was no communication at any time or place or in any shape, manner, or form with any juror, with any party outside. All communications had by the jury with outsiders, so far as I know, were through the bailiffs, and said communications were authorized by the court and known to counsel on both sides of the case. That so far as I am personally concerned, and so far as I know as to each and every juror on the case, they were influenced solely and alone by the evidence and the charge as given by the court, and were not influenced in any way, manner, shape, or form by anything from the outside, but the verdict as rendered